There's some good news for at least some college graduates in New York. If you graduated after December 2014, make less than $50,000 and meet other criteria, the state will pick up your student loan payments for up to 2 years. It's called the Get Off Your Feet Loan Program. It's the first in which a state picks up loans based on income. James Malatris is Director of State Operations for New York. So, James, tick through some more of that criteria.
So if you graduate from a New York-based school, you stay in New York after and upon graduating, and you make less than $50,000 a year, we will help basically forgive your entire repayment of your student loans for 2 years.
You also have to have gone to high school there, and these loans have to be the income-based repayment loans. These are the federal plans, not private loans. Now, let's do a little more on these, because these are the payment plans where your loan payments are based on what you make, as it sounds.
That's right.
So if you have a huge loan to pay back but aren't paying much money, your payment on these loans may be adjusted to as low as zero or $30. So what are you saying? Are you saying that you will pay back those loans, because you can only, you can only qualify for this program if you have these income-based loans, that you'll pay back, but you'll pay back that $30?
Well, on average, I think we're finding the loan repayment for us is about $270 a month for the student. So over the course of the 2 years, it's about $2,500 that the state would pay back on behalf of the student or forgive for the student. So it's not insignificant money.
It's not. It's not at all. And I'm going to get to what the criticism of any payback is in just a second. But wouldn't it be better for the student if you paid what that loan would be if they could afford it, maybe $400 a month? Because one of the problems with these income-based repayment plans is that you may have $0 or $30 payment, but the interest rate stays the same. And that's what really slams them, maybe 8%, 15%.
Here's the real issue, what we were concerned with, and you could do a lot on college affordability. We wanted to help make sure you could live life here. And instead of having to pay back student loan right away, where you have to take on credit card debt for car insurance payments or health insurance or for apartments or living expenses, we figured on this side, this would be a temporary 2-year way for new graduates to really have a chance not to be forever saddled with debt across the board. Is there more you could do on this front? Of course. But this is, as you said, a pretty bold and big program that our state's doing.
Well, as you mentioned, one of the other requirements is that you have to agree to stay in New York. We understand that part of the reasoning behind having this plan is to keep young people in New York, where they will put that education to work. Is there any evidence that they're leaving New York?
Well, before Governor Cuomo took office, we had a net out-migration, especially among our young graduates. They were going to other states to find work, and one of the things we've done here was to turn around the economy and grow the economy to sort of, we have the highest private sector jobs in the history of the state. But what we wanted to do as step two then was make sure the people that were taking those jobs were those New York kids that went through high school and went through our colleges, give them a chance to stay here and not go somewhere else. We've gotten a lot of some criticism, as you said, that why would you just be paying off people's loans? But it is in our interest, the state's interest, to make sure the kids that we are, by the way, paying to go through high school, right, and then even underwriting a lot of the cost for college, that the kids stay here, because that helps the economy, that helps our communities grow and thrive. So it's a very important program for us.
Well, I want to note one other thing, because I'm sure there are people listening in parts of the country saying $50,000, I raise a family of four on that. You are talking about New York, primarily, you know, Manhattan and that area.
Correct.
Where $50,000 doesn't go as far.
That's exactly right. We have high cost of living in many parts of our state, and even at $50,000, you simply cannot live on in a way without taking on debt.
Well, as you well know, then critics would say, no, the kids should learn not to take on debt that they can't pay, but that's probably an issue for another time. James Malatris, Director of State Operations in New York, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Let's bring in Natalia Abrams. She's Executive Director of StudentDebtCrisis.org. That's a nonprofit dedicated to reforming the way we pay for higher education in America. She joins us from outside Los Angeles. And Natalia, you just heard the New York program laid out. People make less than $50,000. They have to live in the state. They have to have gone to a New York school. But they'll get help with their income-based federal loans. Your thoughts?
We applaud any governor, attorney general, legislator that is working towards relieving the pain of student loan borrowers. However, you know, in our opinion, this plan does not go far enough. Right now, it's slated to help about 24,000 people by the year 2020. And we have almost 3 million New York student loan borrowers. So this is going to help less than 1% of New York students.
Okay, you
or
know.
New York's borrowers.
Right. Well, you know that right there, there are a whole bunch of people whose hackles went right up. And the question is, they paid their student loans. Why should anybody help anyone with their student loans?
Well, when in school 20, 30 years ago, was much more affordable. And now we pay upwards of 1,000% more in tuition than we did 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I think that we need to help people out. We help people out with mortgages. We should help people out with education. We help people out with healthcare. It's the right thing to do in society, and it will make it better for all of us if we don't have people suffering with $1,000, $2,000 monthly loan payments.
I'm sure you're also working towards reform of the system in general so that the loans aren't that high, the interest rates aren't that high, the schools aren't charging that much. But meantime, you know, critics say kids should know what they're getting into. And once they've gotten into it, it's not the taxpayer's job to get them out, because that's essentially when a state's paying for these loans, that's who it is.
Right. I agree with that. But it's the key point that they should know what they're getting into. And just recently, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau did a report that the student loan servicers, the people you pay your money to, are in fact not doing their job. They're not telling borrowers about programs. They're not telling borrowers when they sell their loans or charge them exorbitant fees. So in a perfect world, if they knew exactly what they were getting into, you could use that argument, but they don't know what they're getting into.
Yeah. Well, now that they have, what are some of the other things you would recommend students look into? This is just New York. 35 other states offer loan relief, but it's for geographic reasons. So, for instance, if a graduate agrees to move to an impoverished area that's underserved and do work that doesn't pay well, teach or be a social worker, they might get relief. There are those programs. What other programs are there for debt relief?
So there are programs similar to this New York program. We refer to them as income-driven repayment programs. There's about 5 different ones. So depending on what year you took out your loan, but you can pay as little as 10% of your discretionary income up to 25 years and then have the rest forgiven. So there are programs, and these are all federal loans, just like the New York program. So we still have a lot of work to do to find relief for private student loan borrowers. But on the federal side, there is relief.
And so is there any for private loan borrowers?
Nope. Only if your private lender is a decent lender. Sometimes they will work with the borrower, but they are under no obligation to do so.
What do you think is the biggest impediment to somebody paying back loans?
I think one of the biggest problems is the interest rate. People aren't aware that interest rates are anywhere between 4%, which is, if you're really lucky, to 12, 15%. I mean, people right now are borrowing homes at 3 to 6%. So the interest rate's quite high. The amount that students are taking out are quite high. We're seeing an average of 30 up to 200,000 and more. And so that first monthly payment is $1,000 to $2,000. And they're lucky if they're making $50,000. A lot of people aren't getting the job salaries that they expected to get after graduating from college.
Yeah. So there are at least a couple of candidates and lawmakers talking about loan relief that goes further than what's out there now. What would you like to see? What would you get behind?
We would like to see a streamline of all these programs. As I mentioned before, there's 5 different federal programs. And then when you get to the state, there's many more. That's complicated for the student loan borrower. I'd like to see one clear program where you could pay your loans back in 10 years, regardless of what the balance was. We initially had started out with a 10-year standard repayment. We need to get back to students being able to pay off their balances in 10 years or not have a balance to pay at all with debt-free college, the way that Senator Sanders and Senator Clinton talk about.
Natalia Abrams, Executive Director of StudentDebtCrisis.org, a nonprofit dedicated to reforming the way we pay for higher education in America. Natalia, some of the programs you mentioned, the 5 federal programs, for instance, will you have information at your website?
We have information at our website and at theborrowers.org, where you can find out anything about paying back your student loans.
Natalia, thank you. We'll link people up at hereandnow.org.
Great. Thank you, Robin.